I live on the South Caribbean coast of Costa Rica. It's a very touristic place, very natural, beautiful. And we have, it's the province is Limon, that is the whole Caribbean coast, and it's where the black community lives, where the Afro-Caribbean people lives, sharing the space. And for instance, the Afro-Caribbean people lives on the shore, right on the beach. So they build their towns there and all that. But the indigenous, they like kind of run away to the mountains. So they live like, for instance, you have to walk like one full day into the jungle to go to an indigenous town there. So being living in a town that is so multicultural made me think about all that. Now I see indigenous people talking by the phone all the time. If you go to some towns that's there, you see the satellite antennas, so they have cable, television, and all that. So that is how all that globalization is affecting the autochthonous culture. Some of them, now the new generations, they don't even want to talk their language, their original language. They all speak Spanish, and if they want to speak English also. That loss is what I'm criticizing with this series.